Washington in December during a transition is historically a crazy mad rush. This year, well, yesterday, President Trump released a 46-minute video diatribe of baseless fraud claims. Staunch Trump supporter Lindsey Graham turned heads when he said on Fox that doing a video is not proof. You've got to take it to court, which the Trump campaign has tried many times with only one win. And in Congress, the logjam seems to be breaking on a long-awaited coronavirus relief bill. Let's take that up with NPR congressional correspondent Kelsey Snell. Hi, Kelsey.
Hi there.
Well, yesterday, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi endorsed that $908 billion bipartisan compromise plan that was floated this week and that Democrats didn't like initially. They wanted more. So how significant was her endorsement?
Well, I think it's interesting to frame the endorsement more as an endorsement of a start of new negotiations. She's basically saying that the Democrats are willing to come down from the $2.2 trillion ask that they had for many, many months, saying that that was the bare minimum that they were willing to consider. Now they're saying $908 billion is where they should start to have conversations with Republicans. Now, this is really significant because the difference between $908 billion and the $500 billion that Senate Republicans are talking about is so much smaller than trying to get from $2.2 trillion down to $500 billion. You know, part of this is, you know, Democrats are seeing a different administration on the very near horizon. And they've been hearing from President-elect Joe Biden that he views anything that Congress does right now as, he called it, a down payment. It is a signal to Democrats that he wants them to get something done now so that there is a little bit of breathing room, an opportunity for them to work on a next step. Part of the reason they didn't ever want to do anything, Democrats didn't want to do anything that was incremental in their minds or was just a small piece of the coronavirus relief process, was that they didn't believe that President Trump would ever follow up with an additional bill. I've been talking to Democrats who say, you know, that's different now, and they're willing to do something smaller because they anticipate that more relief is in the offing.
Yeah, well, 20 million people currently receive some kind of special federal unemployment benefits. They expire the day after Christmas, Grinch. The compromise bill would provide $300 a week for 4 months instead of $600 that the Democrats have been holding out for. So is there wiggle room there, are you saying? Or
I see. The thing that is, we're at this point with these negotiations where everything is kind of up in the air, but this $300 is quite close to things that Republicans have been talking about. We mentioned the $500 billion that Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell has endorsed. The Republicans are open to doing additional funding for unemployment benefits. Now, where things will actually land is really hard to say because as the conversation have barely gotten started, which is kind of a crazy thing to say right now, but with the year being so close to an end. But as you were saying, in Washington in December can sometimes be a mad dash, and it's entirely possible that those numbers could begin to change just in the next coming days.
Oh. Well, speaking of mad dash, just in the minute we have with you, we want to ask you about President Trump's dash scheduled to go to Georgia. Now, in Georgia, two lawyers, Sidney Powell and Lynn Wood, told a crowd of Trump fans not to vote in the upcoming Senate runoffs because they said falsely that it was fraud. Newt Gingrich said that that was totally destructive, but he's also ginned up claims of fraud in the past. And President Trump is heading to Georgia to support the two Republican candidates in these runoffs. What are you hearing, if anything, from Republicans on the Hill about these mixed messages? Vote, don't vote.
Republicans largely have tried to avoid getting too deep into telling the president how he should or shouldn't be talking on Twitter. It's something that they've learned over the course of these past 4 years, that it doesn't always work out to their advantage. They want the president to come and help people show up to reelect these senators in Georgia. They say everything is on the line there, but they've been very cautious about how they have that conversation.
Yeah. Kelsey Snell, NPR congressional correspondent on Washington and its mad dash. The next few weeks, we will see a transition. Kelsey, thank you.
Thanks so much for having me.